Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here with the Restaurant Boss. I am so excited. We've got Kathleen with Grilled Cheese Mania. Yeah! This is why I love Kathleen. This is so exciting. What's crazy is we've emailed for 2 years back and forth. I don't know if we've ever talked.
Nope, we haven't.
We haven't. So this is unbelievable. I am so excited today. Only very, very special guests get invited on this show. I think you're our third guest on the show. We're trying to have some fun here. We're calling this Out of the Weeds. This is really just a place for people that we've interacted with over the years to share their stories. So Kathleen has a place called Grilled Cheese Mania. I'll let her tell you a little bit about it. And then we're just going to share some kind of tips and tricks here that we've learned along the way. And hopefully if you guys are ever in Harrisonburg, Virginia, you've got to give it a try. But Kathleen, tell us, just say hello. Tell us about Grilled Cheese Mania, how it came about, whatever you want to share.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. I love my little Grilled Cheese Mania. We opened up in a food truck because when I moved down to Virginia, I wanted to do something and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I was talking with my daughter and a friend of mine, and they were talking, because they work downtown. They were talking about grilled cheese, tomato soup, and Ben had been watching the TV shows with the food truck. So I said, okay. But honestly, first I wanted to open a deli because that's what my husband and I did for 13 years. And I knew that business. I thought about it. I prayed about it. I drew out my plans and I had no good feelings about it. It just didn't feel like that's what I should do. When they mentioned the grilled cheese, I'm like, yes, let's do this. So then we opened a food truck, just a little food truck, found a place on the side of the road. And I'm telling you, from day one, people loved us. It was almost like a cult thing. Grilled Cheese Mania. I think it was the combination of getting that like excellent, over-the-top service where they're eating out at the picnic tables and I'm bringing them something else to taste. And the food being just simple comfort food, good food made from scratch, just like my mom would make it. My goal has always been to serve people. I know that I'm a servant. It's never been about the money. But I'll tell you, when you do the work, the money comes. Just do the right thing. Treat people good. We have a culture of love and appreciation for vendors, for customers, for employees at Grilled Cheese Mania, and it comes back around. It really comes back around. So after 5 years in the truck, I was thinking, I need a roof over my head. I need some security. So I looked around and I found this little house. It's in a parking lot of the church. Plenty of room in the front for, there we are.
I'm pointing to a green screen, but that's the house.
That's the house. Plenty of room in the front for, patio, for outdoor, that's what I was looking for. So that's what I did. I did a build out on the house. I did a lot of the work myself, like taking a wall down, put a nail through my finger. But I thought, you know, that if I could keep the prices low for the build out, and in 2 years, I paid off that build out. And thank God for that, because then COVID hit. And who knows if we'd have the money to pay it. But it's been a journey and a joy, and I'm learning every day. And I just love it. And you know, my maiden name, I think you're going to ask me that. Where did the name come from? The Small Business Development Center is someplace that I went to and they give you free advice. I was there all the time in the beginning and I send people there and now they send people to me for help when they're starting a business, which is so, so awesome. So there was a guy there giving a meeting on a talk on marketing, guerrilla marketing. And I went outside after the meeting and I said, excuse me, I wasn't telling anybody at the time what I was opening. And I told him I was, you know, thinking of opening a grilled cheese business and I wanted to call it Mama Mania because that's what everyone always called my mother. So that's very special to me. And he said, no, because it sounds like an Italian restaurant and you're not an Italian restaurant. And in that moment, I thought of all those years in the deli. My married name is Casey. And people would say, Casey, what kind of Italian food can you make there? So your name is very, very important. And he said to me, Grilled Cheese Mania, that's what it's got to be. And in that moment, that was where we decided on the name. And Mania is my maiden name. So
I've wondered that, and I was definitely going to ask, because I wanted to email you, and I've never wanted to do it. I'm like, did she adopt the name Mania? Like, was it called Grilled Cheese Mania, or was it her name? So that's so awesome for sharing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those names are out there, and that's one of those reasons why I always say talk to people. Like, ideas are like blank. Everybody's got one. I don't want to say the word here. But it's about execution. And sometimes people get afraid to share their ideas with other people. So they keep them in this little bottle, and we don't get the world to help us. But when we share our ideas, when we talk about our plans with people, people can come out and they want to help and they can help. So the fact that you shared your idea, if you kept your idea secret, you may not have had the great name. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Man, we're getting it all happening here. I got a car alarm going outside. My camera's out of focus. Oh, this is what happens with live. I love it. But, Kathleen mentioned it. Like, there's, you guys saw how excited she is. And when we just said hello and she throws her hands up in the air, like every email interaction we've had over the last couple of years has been filled with energy and excitement. But what I really want to share here, and then I have a couple of questions for Kathleen, is how you show up is what you're going to get out of anything. Some of you will be watching this in the background going, whatever. Some of you will be watching webinars or YouTube videos, or you buy a course, one of my courses or someone else's, or read a book, but it's how you show up. It's how you get engaged. And Kathleen has always been active in the Facebook group, asking questions, commenting on others, supporting people, emailing me. And I love it. I want to help when I get those emails. I can't always reply to all of them, but the people who are interacting are the ones who are going to get the most help. So for anyone out there, like, get involved, whatever it is that you're doing. Like Kathleen said, if you're just the local economic or business development center or whatever it is, just get involved and show up and be a big part of that. So, how did you find us?
You know, I don't remember.
Yes. That means we're doing our job.
It was just, I don't even like watch YouTube videos, but I must have run across it. I don't remember, but I am so very grateful for that day that I did find you.
Well, thank you. And we're equally as grateful. We learn so much from our clients and the people that we work with, and we're so happy. But I know, I'm pretty sure at least our first interaction was through our course called Scale. What encouraged you to grab that course and to listen to it? And what were you feeling at the time, and what's changed?
I've always like learning and growing, and Scale sounded like I could learn a lot from it. Okay. I don't buy courses. I don't do that. I do my own thing. I know the hands. That's the Italian.
I love it. I do it. I love it. We're not that much different. I'm from a Jewish family. They always say the Jewish families and the Italian families are very similar.
Very similar. Yeah. Yes.
It's all about feeding the family and gathering at the table. And it's very similar.
Yes. Now, where was I?
You're talking about you don't normally buy courses. You kind of do your own thing, but you felt like you had a lot to learn.
Yes. And I felt like you were a real person. When you say, I make a typo, don't worry. I do. You know, my daughter will say, Mom, you ramble on in social media. You spelt this wrong. And I say, Emily, this is who I am. If they don't want to follow me, they don't have to. This is who I am. Okay. I've gone through a lot of pain and hardship in my life. And you know what? No one is taking that away from me now. I'm just going to be me and just love on people and take care of people. So when I found that course, I said, I'm going to take it. Now, I've been through, my dad owned a supermarket, so I've always been in the food industry, okay? I knew from the beginning I needed processes and procedures, and I knew I needed that. I had all of that. But taking Scale clarified everything. One thing that Ryan said, which was an aha moment for me, when you say you're anybody, everybody, somebody, nobody. I think it's something like that.
Something like that, yep.
Yes. I used to have my procedures for cleaning at night, you know, and for opening in the morning. But I changed that to, this is the expediter opening procedures. This is the expediter closing. Everything is assigned not to a person, as you say, to a shift. So if it's not done, I know who didn't do it. And when I come in the morning, everything is done. And if it's not done right, they know it. And if it's done really good, they know it too, because I'm a big one of, yeah, let them know what they're doing good too. That made everything really, really, really clear to me. When COVID hit, can I talk about that a minute?
Oh, please.
Okay. When COVID hit, I got really scared. And I am a woman of faith, okay? When I listened to Ryan's, one of his first talks right after that, I hung up that day and had complete faith. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but I'm going to come out wiser and better. So I knew I had to protect my staff. I needed to protect myself and my community. And I went from fear to faith because of that one talk that you gave. I was never scared, but I was very careful. I did not walk in Grilled Cheese Mania for 4 months. I went in the morning, early when nobody was there. And I went in late at night when nobody was there, because all of my processes and procedures were very clear and they knew what to do. So all of these years, all of this time that I put into it, and I love doing that stuff. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning looking at what I should do. Gave me that time. Right now, I'm at my daughter's house. I've been here for 4 days. You know, we're working in the garden, but you have to put the work in first. We went to the post office before. Do you think the three people in the post office did not know about Grilled Cheese Mania before I left that place? No way. They all had a menu. They all knew where we were. And I don't push it. I'm not a salesperson. I think I have something wonderful. And many of us do have something wonderful. But if people don't know about it, they're not going to come. So that's my marketing thing.
I love it. Talk to everybody. Wear your shirts. Invite people. Like when we operated our restaurants, we talked to everybody about our restaurants, not in a braggadocious manner and not in a sit, but we just said, have you been there? Have you eaten at it? If I'm standing in Starbucks, I started a conversation. If I'm at the gas station, I don't care where I was. We talked about it. And that's one thing I always say is like, people talk about how hard it is to do marketing, how hard it is to do all this. Look, the restaurant business is hard. I get it. It's not actually hard. It's the thousands of little easy things that we do when you have to do them all together that make it hard. But one of the biggest things I see is people don't share their restaurant. They don't share their passions. Like you said, you have a phenomenal product. How dare you hold that back? Mm-hmm. You have a phenomenal product. You know. It's your right and it's your privilege and it's your responsibility to share that with others.
And then if they don't come, I say, I just want you to know about it. If you don't want to come, it's up to you. You're a loser, but it's okay. You know, and they're going to remember me because I tell them, you know, my name is Mania and I can't help it. It's not easy.
God, this passion. I just want to reach through the camera and give you a hug when you talk about after COVID, but I mean, one, what a privilege and what an honor that I'm able to do what I do. But, you know, I do it because of this. And thank you so much. And I love hearing, like you said, you know, we're not in this for the money. I'm not in this for the money. I do this because I want to help and the money comes.
It does.
And yeah, there were some scary times there during COVID, but that's why I'm so excited to have you here. And tell me a little bit about that, because we did some great work before COVID. I want to talk about that. We'll come back to that in a second, though. But you had mentioned to me via email, like, I haven't been to my restaurant in 4 months. Sales are up. I haven't been to my restaurant in 5-6 months. Sales are up. But it's like you said, it's because of the work that you put in ahead of time.
And I don't think I have ever worked harder, Ryan, in this time. That time when I was home, I was exhausted. I was on the phone. I was reaching out to people. I didn't want to do the delivery apps because they take so much money. I said, I'd rather work less and have less than to work more and give it away. But then you were talking about it and you're saying, you know, this is the time, we need to do it now. And you had been leery about it before too. And I think they might've saved us through that time. We never closed one day. We did the online ordering. We did Grubhub, Uber Eats. We did a local bicycle courier and DoorDash. DoorDash is our biggest. So we're doing all of those now, which if you didn't enforce that, and I don't want to say enforce it, recommend it.
Heavily and firmly recommend it.
Yeah, recommend it. There you go. I might not have done it because I don't want to work harder to give it away.
But to your point, I mean, this is where technology changes and things grow and circumstances change. You're right. 3 years ago, if we go back to videos or to like state of the restaurant industry speeches that I gave 3-4 years ago, I was very hesitant about this technology. There were circumstances where it was good. There were circumstances where it wasn't, I should say. But even before COVID, about a year before COVID, I really turned the corner on it because we started seeing the industry shift. We started developing strategies where we can use these tools as marketing. We can use these tools to help us. Little did we know they would potentially be the savior of our industry. But still, for those of you who either hadn't made that transition yet or didn't make it quickly, 3-4 months into the pandemic was too late already. They had month-long wait lists. You were at the bottom. Like the fact that even though we hadn't done it yet, the fact that you reacted quickly and got in there. And again, I'm just glad that I was able to provide a forum to help with you. And whether it's me or whether it's someone else, I believe we all need coaches. We need people to help us out. You know, when I needed to learn how to do marketing, I went to marketing coaches. When I want to get better at golf, I go to a golf coach. When my son wants to learn how to play tennis, he goes to a tennis coach. He's going to learn piano. I'm not going to teach him how to play piano. He's going to get a piano coach. Like, why wouldn't we have someone to help us and guide us in maybe one of the most important areas of our life, our business? So just again, just so cool to help. So can we go back for a minute before, because I know there was a lot of menu conversations that we had and you had a lot of questions throughout scale, which is awesome. But what would you say was kind of maybe a big turning point or your biggest takeaway, one of the most important things for you? I know, like I said, we did a lot of work on your menu. You mentioned you had systems, but maybe scale made it more clear, more effective for you. You mentioned that you had, like, I'm just using this as an example, but something like a kitchen cleaning checklist rather than per person, per station. Like, those are just things I've heard. But what would you say? What was kind of the biggest lesson for you or turning point for you?
It just made it so clear. Oh, the one other thing, let me just say about delivery services. Okay. You said that, yes, Ryan, you said that you're getting marketing out of the delivery apps too. So somebody might be going to the delivery app to order a Jack Brown's hamburger and then see us there. So that kind of made me feel like, okay, so part of that percentage I'm paying is for marketing too. It's not just you're handing it over to them. So I did want to say that. That made me feel a little better about that.
And it's part of a campaign. It's not just, if we will teach this in the course and scale, as you know, but when we do these things, it's not, well, I'm going to advertise in this newspaper, or I'm going to do this Facebook, or I'm going to do Uber Eats and DoorDash. It all has to be part of a planned out campaign where we create awareness, we bring people in to try something, and then we follow up with them. And then where all these different pieces fit into the puzzle. And again, we go into great detail on this. Sorry, you were about to say something.
No, and you also said, if you're going to do the delivery apps, do them all.
Do them all.
You're out there. So you're out there.
We did, because we're doing it for marketing. A majority of the reasons we're doing it is for marketing. Mm-hmm. If you're a big enough company that you don't need the exposure like a McDonald's or a Chipotle, you could go to one of the brands and create a really good contract with set pricing at a very aggressive rate to be exclusive, but they need it for a service. Most independent restaurants, we need to look at the third parties as, yes, a service, but also as a marketing platform. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be limited.
And I wasn't doing that. You had mentioned something, and I believe it was in scale too, about inside and outside, on premises and off premises. Like to look into everything, like what?
Yeah. Else? Oh, like for part of your growth plan.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Was that in scale?
Absolutely, it was.
Okay. So that made me stop, and you know, we have our house is a Cape Cod, you can see, and upstairs, I thought, well, let me put more seats upstairs. I thought about everything. How can I do more? We made our patio bigger. We spread out the tables. I got the domes that people can sit outside, and they love it. And when I ask people now, you know, have you been to Grilled Cheese Mania? Oh, you have those domes. So it's an eye catcher too, with the lights and the red umbrellas. Okay. But the town told me, the fire department told me I would have to get a sprinkler system upstairs. And I've put so much money into this building that I don't own that. I'm like, I don't think I want to do that. But yeah, that did help me. It opened my eyes to what other things could I do. Right now we're doing school lunches for a private school, because the regular schools have cafeterias. The private schools, the moms and dads make the lunch every day and send it in. So we're doing them I'm hopeful that we're going to get the account next year, but right now we're just doing it for the spring. So 1 week is a grilled cheese with an applesauce and a cookie. And the next week is mac and cheese with a Rice Krispie treat. And what else goes with that? I don't remember. But anyway, so that's like $500. It's every Friday. So I'm hopefully we're going to get that next year. The domes outside, I mentioned, more tables, the delivery apps. Online ordering has been huge for us. Yeah. You know, I'm old school. I did not think people would order online. And one of my staff says, you know, listen to your staff. Listen to people that have ideas. I used to think I had to take it all in. Like when I used to go to Anthony Robbins at Madison
Square. I love Tony Robbins.
I know you do. And listening to his books, he is just, he's amazing. Even his financial book that I read was it Master of the Game? Was that him?
No. Money. Yeah. It's called Money, like Master the Financial Game, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like amazing, amazing stuff. But this is what I do.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I don't remember. I read one thing and I don't remember.
This is awesome. I'm so sorry. What are you most excited about?
I just love what I do. I love what I do. I love right now we support two local organizations, our community, the community place, which will bring down a ham or a pork roast and bread or cheese. So we're bringing something down to them every week, every other week. There's another company in town called New Creation, and they fight human trafficking. We're in a position now that we can sponsor these people, and it feels so awesome. I have to tell you, we have never had as much money in our bank account as we have right now. We have close to $100,000 in our checking account. Oh my gosh. I know. And this is my goal. This is my goal.
Don't give anyone any more information. This is going out public. I don't want them to start knowing where your bank accounts are. So don't talk about your bank. Don't tell us what bank, nothing more.
The first thing I did when COVID hit, I told my staff, if you don't want to work, let me know. It's up to you. Okay. Everybody got a raise. Everybody that stayed with me got a raise. And I asked you about that in a chat one day. Do you think I'm crazy? But I felt like I needed to take care of them because they were there for me. Yeah. And again, you give and you get. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody and I did trademark my logo because I thought I wanted a franchise, which I know you don't like.
I hate franchising. There's other ways to grow. I just hate franchising.
You know, I just don't. I think I'm at an age, you know, I'm going to hit 65 next month. And
you got the AARP card and everything. I love it.
My Medicare card. It was like I called my daughter, Emily, you won't believe what I got in the mail today.
Oh, my God. You're going to save like $1,000 a month on medical insurance. It's amazing.
Gosh.
I can't wait to get my Medicare card.
But for me, and this is not patting myself on the back at all. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I'm very humble. I am very successful. I am happy at what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. I am surrounded by good people. I have time that I can take off and be in my yard. I'm not young starting a family that I want to build this empire like so many people do want to. When I was younger, I wanted to do it all. But so that I fight with myself because that's my nature to want to do and want to grow. But then I have to stop and say, you know, in 10 years from now, am I going to be upset with myself that I spent so much time at work? Instead of all morning, we were in the garden. So, but you have to put in the time and the work to get to that point, okay? Something you said recently, do you hate your restaurant? I do not ever hate my restaurant.
I got your email.
I do not hate my restaurant. But, you know, I have to say also, we have a very small place, very simple procedures. I have no microwave in the place. We have two grills, two paninis, a little convection oven, not even a big oven, no oven top. So my procedures and setup and all are very simple compared to what I'm sure a lot of you are doing with a regular restaurant. So for me, maybe, you know, it sounds like I'm making it sound easy, but what I do is easier.
But all the more reason why, because if you were running into the problems that you had before, even with your simple restaurant, until you tightened everything up, Imagine those more complicated restaurants. Sure, it's easy to sit here and say, well, look how simple her restaurant is. That's why she has systems. Our restaurant is so complex, we can't have them. But what would Tony Robbins say? If you can't, then you must. right? If your restaurant is that complicated, all the more reason you need better systems and more systems, mm-hmm. because otherwise we're just fighting fires all day. We're just reacting all day. I mean, sure, I know you were working hard, but you were able to take 4 months out of your restaurant. I don't know many people out there who could take 4 months away from a restaurant, even working from home. I don't know many people that can do that. And the fact that you've done this as kind of a renaissance, a restart, I don't mean this in any way, but at your age, you're the one who said it, not me. But the fact that you've been able to do this is just amazing and inspirational, and your energy and your excitement. I promise we weren't going to take too much time here. You've given more than enough, and I appreciate it. Just really quick, as we ended here, what would be any advice that you could offer to anyone out there watching this right now who is maybe not where they want to be?
If you don't love what you're doing, you're not gonna enjoy it, and you're not gonna be passionate about it. So do something else. Like, if I have employees that are not happy there, find another job, because you're not doing me any favors, and I'm not doing you any favors from being here. But it should be just come natural that it's first and foremost on your mind all the time, and it should be first and foremost that you want other people. You want to be on other people's mind, that when they go to lunch, they're thinking your restaurant. They're thinking what you have to offer. And that, I don't know.
That's awesome. I can't wait to get out there. I've been wanting to try your restaurant. I just haven't been in that part of the country in a while. But as soon as I am, we're gonna be out there with the whole family. I can't wait. Uh-huh. I can only imagine what the energy is like inside, knowing that you and your family are the ones pulling the puppet strings and helping out. Obviously, you couldn't do it without your team. I know you thank your team all the time, but guys, pay attention to the energy and the excitement and the passion here. I'm not calling anyone out, but you know who you are. I get on the phone with people all the time. I get people who email me, and there's just no fight. There's no passion. There's no love. There's none of this excitement. It's like it's a grind. That's why I sent that email. Like, do you hate your restaurant? Because sometimes we feel like it's just, ugh, like they're just doing this. But then when you bring this passion, like you said, at the post office, you bring that passion with you, it's infectious. That's what people are attracted to. People want to be around the fun and the smile and the excitement. We don't want to be around dull and boring. People want to work for this. They don't want to work for boring and negative. So
people come to work for me and they stay till they graduate. We're in a college community. They stay till they graduate or they're getting married and moving, and then I get invited to their weddings. Another big thing at Grilled Cheese Mania is there is nothing negative ever. Don't get off the phone and smash the customer that was, you know, like, oh, he said. Don't ever say on the phone, oh, we only carry the lightly salted potato chips. We carry Route 11 lightly salted potato chips. Oh, we don't carry diet soda. We have unsweet tea. It's just that little paradigm shift about nothing negative. Keep it positive all the time.
Yep. It's awesome. Such great advice. And
I could talk for days, Ryan.
What's that?
I could talk for days because I just love it.
Oh, I know. I was gonna say, maybe we'll just keep going here. We should do this more often. This is it could be your weekly learning lesson with Ryan and Kathleen. This is this is amazing. Thank you again. And
thank you.
What a pleasure. I'm so happy we got this time to do this. And honestly, it's people like Kathleen and all of you out there who are engaged and typing in and sending emails and things like that. That's why we do this. We all have our good days. We all have our bad days. When I'm tired, when I'm a little out of it, when I'm not feeling great, but I know that there's people out there who are putting in the fight that you guys are putting in. It makes it that much easier. So I love this. I hope everyone out there watching got something out of this. That's it. We've given advice. We've had fun. We've brought the energy level up. You have anything to add here as we close up?
You know, Michael from the marketing guy, Michael.
Tebow?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Tebow. Yeah.
Yes. I found out about him from you.
DFY marketing.
Yes. And I recommend that people listen to him. I have never bought anything from him because I do my own. Yeah. Like, I had a red envelope thing before I even heard about his called January Surprise.
There you go.
Then I had an envelope and we printed them up ourselves, but we're small enough we can do that, you know? And then Sue B, the Instagram lady.
Yeah, Sue B. Zimmerman.
Yes, I heard about her through you too.
Awesome.
And I, you know, learned how I can pin things to the top of the page and through that. So you pick up all this little stuff along the way. And I'm just so grateful that the Small Business Development Center was there when I started, and listening to you. It's great. You know, and a lot of times I feel when I'm listening, I feel like I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing. And, you know, you give me that encouragement. And then there's times you'll say something and I go, ooh, I never thought of that. You know, so
yeah,
it's really,
well, that's what we say. Like, a great coach's job is to shorten the learning curve, of course, but to let people know, like, you're about to come up to an intersection. You're going to have a choice to either go left or go right. Here's the benefits of going right. Here's the benefits of going left. So then when you get to that intersection, you're prepared for it rather than surprised, right? Because as coaches, we've been through this, and that's what's incredible. A lot of people will even be negative to me. We're going to go in this direction for a second. And, you know, Ryan, how can you do this? You don't even operate restaurants right now anymore, anything like that. But that's not my job as a coach. I have a totally different perspective. I have an amazing opportunity where I work with right now 30 different restaurants from all over the world serving all different kinds of food. So when we're talking about third-party delivery, it's not just from my experience with one client. It's from my experience with 30 clients in 50 or 60 locations all across the country, all across the world. So when we formulate strategies and opinions, we're doing it because we've been down this road in so many different ways. We've tested. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. And so I'm, again, just so happy that you're on the other end to hear it all. Sometimes I don't know who I'm talking to, but I always know you're out there listening, which is exactly that. I actually have an email coming out in a couple of weeks maybe about, are you on the right path? So what you just said, literally those exact words, like, I know I'm on the right path in my business. We have it mapped out. We know where we're supposed to be. I work with a coach and we check in every once in a while to make sure that I'm on the right path. And if I'm not, we make little course corrections. And a lot of the times I find people aren't happy in their lives. They're not happy with their business because they don't even know where they're trying to go. And if you don't know where you are and where you're trying to go, how could you ever be happy? Because you're always guessing. Mm-hmm. So obviously Kathleen has a plan here and that's awesome. And just happy to help. So happy to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you everybody for watching. Thank you, Kathleen, for being here. And thank you to your daughter, who I know is probably 2 feet off camera helping you get all this set up.
No, she just went to Costco and did the Costco run for me.
Oh, so I don't perfect. Have to do it. Perfect. So she's not even there. You've got this now. So you don't have to do anything. I'll hit the end button and we'll call it a day. All you gotta do is walk away and go back to your gardening and your restaurant. That's awesome. And I love it. And again, for all of you out there, this has been an episode of Out of the Weeds, right? We're sharing success stories with the restaurant mm-hmm. boss. Want to thank Kathleen with Grilled Cheese Mania in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And if anyone out there has any questions or needs anything at all, you know how to reach us. And really quickly today, we were talking about scale. If you want to learn more about scale, go to scalemyrestaurant.com. And of course, all of our free videos are at therestaurantboss.com.
You'll never regret taking the scale course. You'll never regret the money you spend on it. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.